Father Andy Mai strolls through stalls of vendors, past bowls of noodles, sizzling meat on skewers, and deep-fried seafood pancakes.
Everything's so good, and you have to try everything.
Mai is the pastor of St. Andrew Yalug Parish, a Vietnamese Catholic community that worships at St. Mark the Evangelist Church in West Hartford. Twice a month, starting from May to October, the church's parking lot is transformed into a typical street market that's popular in Vietnam and many other regions in Asia.
The Vietnamese night market is the place the people can bring their friends and family, come, sit, cool down, relax, talking, laugh, listening to music and games for the children, and of course food and friendship. So we welcome all.
It was in 2019 when Father Mai wanted to create a little bit of home for the AAPI community through street food. He came to the U.S. in 2009 as a Vietnamese refugee, escaping from his communist-run homeland. He spoke no English.
It's really challenging. First, the language, the culture, and everything.
Connecticut is where Father Mai now calls home. But as hate incidents against the AAPI community continue to rise across the country, he says it's even more important to have a safe space like the night market for people to gather. About 11,000 anti-hate incidents have been documented by the group Stop AAPI Hate from the start of the pandemic to the end of last year. More than half of the reports were made by women.
You know, what was happening?
I feel so sad that the incident happened to, you know, the Asian American, you know, from New York City, from California, about they got, you know, beat up suddenly, you know, like, oh, ugly. It's so scared, you know.
That's Hon Long. She met her husband, Toan Nguyen, at a refugee camp in Thailand. Together, they came to the States in 1983. Nguyen says they have faced discrimination, though not like the more recent physical attacks.
Tell you the truth, I'm very sad. I feel pity for the people who did that kind of act, because they probably were so, what you call, stonewalling in a certain corner of their own thinking.
When they first got here, the Asian community was small and no one celebrated holidays like Lunar New Year. As immigrants, Nguyen says there are ups and downs.
Yeah, look, come on, give me a break. This is 21st century, okay? You know, everybody, you look at me, you look at me. I look at you, yes, we're different in certain things, you know, different look, whatever, but we're still human being. Humanity is what we should look, you know, and try to protect each other.
Nguyen says seeing a packed traditional night market with familiar aromas and sounds is very comforting. As guests line up for their grilled meats, Nguyen says what makes it Vietnamese is the classic ingredients.
Garlic, five spice, soy sauce, sweet like honey, we have honey. What else? I can't remember.
So don't tell all the secret.
Nguyen and Long may not share their secret recipe, but what they will share is the love for their culture and comfort through the universal language of food. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Catherine Shin.